Welcome back to another episode of Sundays with Jeff Miller. I am so excited to be with you today for a couple of reasons. One, today we are going to actually talk about DBV, draft base value, that I promised you on the last podcast. I've actually evaluated four players: David Montgomery of the Bears, CeeDee Lamb of the Cowboys, Dallas Goedert of Philadelphia, and Matt Stafford of the LA Rams. And I am going to share some secrets with you and how I come about a final position that I think you can draft them at and be comfortable. And if you're going too much further in front of that position, you're probably going to be a little disappointed in yourselves. And so hopefully it's not just a ranking, it's actually a purpose. And that's what I want to share with you. But the other thing I'm excited about is I got a new iPhone. So I am recording on my iPhone today for the first time, and I'm hoping that the quality of my sound is much better and it works well for everyone. I have had a few people contact me and tell me that my sound lately has been all over the board, and I know that, and I am consistently working at trying to improve that. I'm also looking at using a program called GarageBand to record on, but I'm playing with that. But eventually, we're going to get this down to a science, and you're going to be happy, and I'm going to be happy, and we're going to continue to have fun with fantasy football and move forward. So let's get to it. Let's talk about David Montgomery, running back for the Chicago Bears. Now, going to give you some information on him over the last 3 years, 2021, 20, and 19. Looks like for him, games played last year was as low at 13, and 2019 was as high, 16 games played. Fantasy points wise, believe it or not, the year in between 2020 was his best at 266, and last year, 197 fantasy points. His rankings by position in 2021 was 19. His best was 2020 when he was number 4, and then in 2019 he was number 24. Kind of gives him a position rank value of around 16, that being a safe number for you. Now, his flex rank, which is only running backs, tight ends, and wide receivers, his PPR rank last year was 52. His best ever was 2020, which was 13th. And then in 2019, he was at 65. Again, his flex rank average is right around 43. So a few things that you need to know about David Montgomery. The last 2 years, his snap percent has climbed. He went from 57 in 19 to 74 in 20 and had his best year last year. He played 76% of the snaps, and he has become a running back who can not only run the ball but can catch it, which I think is a value in this new system with their new coach, Matt Eberflus. Now, he's got a new offensive coordinator. His name is Luke Getsy. He's from Green Bay, and the last 2 years he has been the quarterback coach and the pass game coordinator. Now, in 2018, he was actually the offensive coordinator in the college ranks for Mississippi State. Now, you're probably asking what relevance that has with the NFL. Well, just to give you an example, when he was the offensive coordinator at Mississippi State, the sole offensive coordinator, which he will be this year in Chicago, they ran the ball, rushing yards 2,907, and their rushing attempts was 514. They averaged 5.7 yards per rush, and an average per game of 224 rushing yards. There was 26 rushing TDs. Now, passing-wise, they only passed the ball for 2,259 yards. Pass attempts, the quarterbacks there were 165 out of 323. Not rocket science here. That's barely over 50% completion rate. But their yards per catch were at 13.7, and their average per game, 174 passing yards with 22 TDs. So one of the points I'm trying to make here is it looks to me as if, you know, Luke Getsy is a guy who's going to lean a little bit more towards the running game than the quarterback game, than throwing the ball. His quarterback at Mississippi State was Nick Fitzgerald, who led his team in rushing attempts with 221 and yards, 1121, and TDs, 13. So if you remember what I said about the 2,907 rushing yards, most of that came from the quarterback position. So what I'm sharing with you that I think is relevant in this format is that even though it sounds like they lean towards rushing more, the person who was doing that rushing was the quarterback. So what effect is that going to have on David Montgomery? Well, I personally think that it's going to continue with Justin Fields as the quarterback in Chicago. So I look for his number to drop. And currently my DB value for him, I am not going to pay more than number 16 for him at the running back position. So if I'm drafting and I can draft him and grab him as the 16th running back, and that average position rank where I would put him at is 39 overall in flex ranking. So if you're throwing in a few quarterbacks in between there, you're kind of talking about a guy that's going to fall somewhere in the fourth to fifth round. That's the best position to draft a David Montgomery this year currently. Now that can change as we progress towards the season, but that's what I'm going to go with. I'm going to give him a DB value at the running back position of 16, the 16th best running back this year, and I'm going to start him out at number 39. Number 39, that's the ranking that I'm going to assign him. Now, when we get done with all these setups, I will actually let you know how these numbers play out, because they're not all, I might have five guys ranked number 16. And they're, you know, so we're going to look at it from that perspective. And once we get closer to the draft, we'll use this DB value to really iron it down, get it down to a level that, you know, you're going to be successful with. So again, David Montgomery, kind of looking at him as an early draft pick of fourth to fifth round currently in your draft for next year. Now, my next player is CeeDee Lamb, wide receiver for the Dallas Cowboys. Now, he's only a two-year player so far. 2021, 16 games. 2020, 16 games. Very durable. Very durable. 233 fantasy points in 21. He ranked 19th in his position rank in PPR, full PPR, and his flex rank fell at 31. Now, in 2020, just a few less fantasy points, 219, PPR rank 22, and then his flex rank was 33. So you kind of have a starting value of somewhere around 20 in PPR in position, and then somewhere around 32 in flex rank. His snap percentage went from 63% in 2020 to 76% in 2021. Now, where does this make CeeDee Lamb become relevant heading into next year's draft? Well, I think that naturally you're going to see his snap percentage increase because Amari Cooper has now left the Dallas Cowboys to become a Cleveland Brown. Vacated targets from Amari Cooper alone, he had 103 targets in 21 and 130 in 20. 8 TDs in 21 and 5 TDs in 2020. So now you have CeeDee Lamb, you have Gallup, who just signed a new contract with Dallas, moving up into that number 2 position. Lamb moves up into number 1. You have Dalton Schultz, tight end, who had a really good solid year last year. He's going to be a prominent offensive weapon in this Dallas offense. But let's just say hypothetically that Lamb sees an increase of 25% in targets. And I think each one of those three players will see 25% increase in their targets just based on the fact that Amari Cooper's vacated targets are available. The miscellaneous other receivers on that team, the running backs and the wide receivers, for instance, like Tony Pollard, Ezekiel Elliott, right? Some of the other receivers, they're going to absorb that other 25%. So Lamb, Gallup, Schultz get 75%. The other mix comes in 25%. Now, Cooper, targeted the last 2 years 233 times. If you take 25% of that, that's going to add 58 targets to CeeDee Lamb. CeeDee Lamb's targets the last 2 years was 231. If you divide that out by the 2 years, it's about 115 average. If he gets 58 more targets, we are looking at WR1 to WR5 numbers, 173 targets. Now let's look at receptions. In 2 years, he's had 153 receptions, which is an average of 76. If he sees an increase of 25% on that 76, that's 19 more catches, 95 receptions. You get into that 95-plus range, and I think this is a minimum for him because I think the more targets he gets, I think he's going to become more efficient as a receiver also. So let's just say he finishes with 95 receptions. TDs. He had 11 TDs in the last 2 years, and if we divide that out, it comes up to like roughly 5.5. You add 3 more TDs to it, you're going to be looking at 9 TDs, and that's going to give Lamb PPR, fantasy points per game. You're going to come up with roughly, I'm going to say, 226 fantasy points with an increase of 25%, which is at least 56 more fantasy points. And he should fall in somewhere around 282 fantasy points plus. And I think that's his low point for next year, 282 fantasy points. Now, where does 282 fantasy points rank you? Well, in 2020, you would have been the number 5 wide receiver and the number 9 flex player. We're talking round 1, late round 1, early round 2 status. Based on 2020. 2021, if he comes in with 282 points, he would have been ranked number 8 at wide receiver, number 13 in flex. Again, at the worst case scenario, late first round, early second round receiver, I think this makes him a very valuable asset. And just a couple players that I think it's going to move him ahead of next year, just to give you my thinking here. I think he becomes more valuable than Tyreek Hill in Miami and A.J. Brown in Tennessee, both of which finished ahead of him last year, as an example. So let's go to DBV value. Jeff, what are you telling me? I am telling you that his draft base value in his current position at a low right now for me, I'm going to say he's the number 6. I think you could safely grab him as the number 6 wide receiver off the board with potential to be in the top three. Overall flex, number 13. I'm going to put him at number 13. That's quite a bit of a move up for him. So low end 13 in a flex based on his current position, number 6. There you go. That's where we're going to start CeeDee Lamb next year in his draft. And then we will add to that as we get going. Now, on to Dallas Goedert. Dallas Goedert plays tight end for the Philadelphia Eagles. His last 3 years, he has struggled staying on the field. In 21, he played 15 games. In 20, 11, and 19, 15 games. His fantasy points, 165. His low, 116. So 165 was the high in 21. His low was in 2020, 116, and 147 in 2019. His PPR rank in 21 was number 11. His flex ranking is 70. In 2020, his PPR rank was 20 at his position and 128 in flex. And then his PPR rank in 2019, which was his best year, well, not really in fantasy points-wise, but rank-wise, 10th, and then his flex rank was 88. You come up with a value in the tight end range of about 15 for Dallas Goedert. And he's been drafted higher than that, but that's kind of the area you're looking at, is around 15. That's safe. You're not going to get him at 15. I understand that. He's not going to be the 15th ranked tight end, but that's where his value lies. His flex rank is around 99. Now, his snap percentages has been working against him. In 2019, he had 78%. In 2020, 76%. In 2021, 70% with Jalen Hurts at quarterback. So I see him continuing to probably hold that 70% range, but I do think that it's a value loss for him when it comes to snap percent because of the type of offense that he run in Philadelphia. 2021, his last six games of the regular season, his snap percent did go up, so we got to think about that, to 93%. His targets were 37, which was 6 per game. Receptions, 27, which is 4.5 per game. His yards were 411, 68 yards per game. 12 yards per catch was what he was averaging. And he only had 2 TDs. So the TDs aren't there like we would like to see them. So if you take those stats and you run them down, you're looking at 4.5 catches per game, 6.8 yards, two TDs, 0.2 TDs per game, roughly. It's a 13.3 fantasy points per game average. Where does that fall? Well, in 2021, your rank would be 5th. In 2020, his rank would have been 4th. And in 2019, his rank would have been 8th in points per game if he was able to maintain what he did the last 6 games of last year for Philadelphia. I don't believe he's going to be able to do that. I hope he can do that. If he does, and you're able to get him at, say, ranked 15th tight end, you're doing pretty good. But his draft-based value, starting today, draft-based value, and remember, Jalen Hurts will now be in his third year in the NFL, third year. His draft-based value for me is number 10 at the tight end position, but I'm not going to draft him as a flex player any earlier than 79, which is going to put him right around, well, I mean, at the tail end around 7, middle around 8, depending on how many teams you have in your league. That's where I'm going to be looking to grab Dallas Goedert. That's where his value is going to lie, and that's where it's going to make you a winning team because there's other people you can put in those positions that are going to give you more value than him. And yes, in fantasy football, everybody needs a starting tight end. All right, Matthew Stafford is my quarterback, LA Rams. We're going to evaluate him. The interesting part about him is to see the changes that have taken place from 2019 to 2021. In his last 3 years, and of course last year, he's a Super Bowl winning quarterback. He played 17 games last year. The year before, he played 16 in Detroit, and the year before that, 8 in Detroit. So we're not going to really look at 2019 too much because he only played 8 games. But the difference between 17 and the 16 games, 21 and 22 years, 431 fantasy points last year. His position rank was number 5, and his flex rank is number 6. So if you're putting him into the equation with all the other players, right, which is the reason I separate them. So I'm more interested in position rank with a quarterback than I am flex because I'm going to draft my quarterback where I think he's the best value, best draft-based value. So we're going to talk a little more about that as we keep going. But 2020, his position rank was 15th. And, 77, wow, 108 more points in 21 than 2020, playing one game more. That's a significant difference. His position rank in 20 was 15. His flex rank falls to 21. So let's look at his low to highs, because that's what I like to look at is consistency with quarterbacks. His low in 21, his low was 11.7 fantasy points in a game. His high was 37.5. He had 13 games over 20 points, and six of those games were over 30 points. He had 5 games with 2+ interceptions, though, and he had 4 games under 20 fantasy points total, 4 games. So I think those are important numbers to know. In 2020, his low to high was 20 fantasy points. Of 20 points or more were 8 games, and his 30s was 2. So significantly better in 21. His low to high was 7.6 fantasy points to 33.1 from 20 in 2020. He had 1 game with 2 interceptions plus, so he was better than 20 in that area, but he had 9 games that he was under 20 points. So where does the draft base value lie for Matthew Stafford heading into this 2022 season? My DB value for Matt Stafford as a position rank is going to be 8. I think he's probably the 8th best quarterback you can get for your fantasy team. But flex-wise, I'm not going to pick him before 78. You can get him at 78, just in front of Dallas Goedert at 79. So you can get him, again, end of the 7th round, beginning of the 8th round. That's where the best value for Matthew Stafford will fall. So that's it for this particular episode. So every week we're going to pick players, and I'm going to give you their DB value to you, and we're going to chat about that. And we're going to continue to add this up, and at the end of the year, I'll give you a consolidated effort of all these players that we're going to go through. And, you know, next time I might do it exactly the same way, or next time I might do a couple running backs and a couple wide receivers where we can do some comparisons. We're gonna kind of look at it from that viewpoint. I'm going to pause for a second. I'm going to come back, and I'm going to talk about something I have not talked about in a long time. Sit tight. I know. It's getting exciting. I know. You really can't wait for me to come back. One second. I'll be right back. All right, so here we go, and I promised you that I was going to talk about something that I haven't talked about in a long time, and I am going to discuss briefly with you bourbon. Yes, that's right. It's time to chat about bourbon, and the bourbon I'm going to chat about today is Four Roses Small Batch Select, 52% alcohol, 104 proof, and I'm telling you, it is very, very, very good bourbon. Now, my wife is probably saying now that this is her favorite bourbon ever. The master distiller is Brent Elliott, and Four Roses Small Batch Select is a fine example of why their distillery is so unique. For this bourbon, I selected, and that's not me, this is Brent, he selected 3 of our 4 proprietary yeast strains, V, K, and F, and used both mash bills. Small Batch Select is a mingling of 6 and 7-year-old bourbons. So it is a non-chill filter to give a more straight from the barrel flavor while remaining mellow and smooth at 104 proof, and it is smooth. The bourbon retains the richness and depth of 6 of our 10 bourbon recipes, exhibiting a complexity and character greater than the sum of its parts. This mellow year spirit is defined by a unique, candied fruit flavored balance by spice for a refreshing, nuanced taste that fades into a long finish that is characteristic of the Four Roses family of bourbon. Small Batch Select is an exciting addition to their newest portfolio of premium bourbons and a proud achievement of the distillery. Please savor and enjoy, and I'm telling you, it is worth it. There are 6 recipes of Four Roses Small Batch Select. There is a OBSV, which is delicate fruit, which is pear, apricot, spicy, and creamy. OBSK, which is rich in spiciness, full body. OBSF, which is mint, fruity, spicy, and full body. OESV, which is delicate fruit, fresh and creamy. OESK, which is spicy and full body. And OESF, which is mint, fruity, and full body. If you want to learn more, you can go to 4rosesbourbon.com. And you can see each of their 10 recipes, which I recommend you do. It is kind of fun to check out. So there you go. Something we haven't talked about in a long time. Wanted to throw that out there for you. Four Roses, Small Batch Select. You will not be upset with yourself if you make this purchase. Enjoy it. Neat. That's it. That's it for this week, people. Remember, love your neighbor, Okay? Keep being friendly with each other. Enjoy life. Get out there and live it. I'll talk to you later. Bye.